What up, what up? Here we are with another episode of the Who's Where podcast. I'm your host, Chase Minifield, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. We have on the line, I believe we have Max on the line. He may be all right, he may not be on the line. We're about to get a good test right here, Max. Are you on? Are you there?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, y'all know me. You know, I'm always on the move, always working. So I'm running a little late. I'll be home by now. That's my bad. But you still going to get 100 from me.
I'm be there. We ain't getting nothing from you. You're breaking up, breaking up terribly. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting nothing from you. So that was a good test right there. Now I know I gotta play LeBron. I gotta play LeBron on the Cavs.
Gotta carry.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. but we got a special guest today. We got a special guest today. One of my guys, man, run with the big D. Run with the defense over there with the UVA.
Boss.
One of my guys, bro. Billy Shouts. What's good, bro?
What's up, fellas? Happy to be here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. We ain't talked to Billy in a minute. Like, personally, we ain't even talking about just like in general, man. So what you been up to, bro? What are you doing now?
Right now, I'm out here. I'm living out here West Coast. I've been in games since I left UVA. I'm out here in Seattle, and I'm at a tech startup company. Startup company now.
What made you get into the game system? Like, how you go from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jersey to running the D-line, edge rushing, holding two gaps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To getting into games. Like, I don't know what you studied at UVA, but I probably could guess.
It was definitely not games or anything like that. It was psychology. I mean, you know how it is, right? They can only let you do, like, one or two things. It was, like... Yeah, sociology, right. Anthropology, or psychology. So I picked that one. But I don't know if Max remembers. Max remembers my gaming days where we would just rip old school Call of Duty every single day we could.
Yeah.
We'd be ripping until 2 in the morning, practice at 5 a.m.
Yeah. I had that ridiculous KD ratio. I don't even play Call of Duty anymore, but we used to. Hey,
you and Mike Price in the 3.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I've been gaming my whole life, so I've been a freaking gamer forever and ever. Not going to lie, when I broke my leg, that was a turning point where I started to go to class and started to actually really, really try, as bad as that might sound. I picked up my grades and all that, joined all the extra clubs, was in the ACE program, the SAC stuff. Like, that was kind of a wake-up call. Like, you ain't that good. You're going to get hurt. You're not playing. So you got to figure something out. And then the next year, I'd like never really recovered from, the injury. So I just started getting desperate. And I started reaching out to everybody I possibly could. And Phil Gates, you guys remember that dude? I don't know if he's even still at UVA. But he ran like student athlete activities and orgs like that, like the ACE program and the SAC club. And just a random opportunity came across him. EA needed ex-college football players to help them make the NCAA game.
Oh, dope.
So I fucking applied and I got it with two other guys. A year later, the NCAA franchise went under and all those lawsuits happened. And we also
got my money.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yo,
yeah, I got me a nice little check.
Yo, there was a day at EA early on when I was still like an intern. I got a check on a Friday because I worked there. Yeah. And I got a lawsuit check paid because I was in the games that they took all of our likenesses out of.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was the weirdest thing. I told nobody. I was like, you guys ain't going to have this.
I think it's understated how big of a win that was in University of Virginia's like history of football. The magnitude of that game was we just came from Miami and we won at Miami at night. I don't know if the week before or the week or 2 weeks before that. And then we was coming out of Florida State for another night game. You know what I'm saying? Two away games at Miami and Florida State, and we come out on nighttime, primetime, boys.
And I think we were, what, 7-3 going into that game? Like, it was a
7-3. We were right, getting ready to play Tech to go to AC championship. And then it happened.
Rough one.
Oh, yeah.
So, first and foremost, good thing you got hurt on a win.
Hell yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah. I was on ESPN, motherfucker. Like, I had an ambulance come out and get me. Like, at least I went out.
Hey,
like,
bro, I swear, if you watch that video again, I swear back then, you can hear that break over the microphones.
Yo, I swear to God, I remember ripping my helmet off in pain, and both Chase and Conrath are like, yo, get up, yo, stop being an ass. Like, just get up. And I am just like, you guys, I'm done. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was crazy. I remember that. I was like, man, fuck you guys. Sorry. I don't know if we can curse on this.
No, man, you're good, man. You don't really try to. You only try to make a podcast for all families. You know what I'm saying?
We
all
have, right, cool.
Family people.
Oh, I know, Chase. I know.
Now, you got to stop trying to participate at such a high level when your audio's going in and out. Like, you're really trying to participate right now. You know what I'm saying?
I can't tell it's going in and out. Hey. It's clear for me. Y'all,
yeah, it's not bad. It comes in and out.
Really trying to participate right now. So essentially, Shouts, man, he gets out there, he gets hurt. I don't know what I said. I might have said something. It was in the moment. You know me. I'm a different dude in the game. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't worry about it. I remember
I'm a different dude in the game, y'all. So I apologize for anything that, you know, may have came out inhumane. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was great.
You know, sometimes at the end of the day, you know, football, things happen to people for reasons. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't necessarily know what was going on at that time frame. And if it was me, I'm sure it was some dark days. I'm sure it was some dark nights. And you know what I'm saying? I'm sure you're just trying to figure out, like, what the hell am I going to do now, right? Like, what the heck is going on? And can you just explain, like, the injury and kind of, like, maybe your process of, like, doctors, going through the doctor process, and then, you know, coming out of that other side, being like, all right, now I need to start going to ACE. I need to start picking these grades up. Like, can you talk to us about, like, from injury, bang, boom, to, like, where that, like, give us that in-between process before you, like, figured out that you was going to go to the
I already had all right, yeah, when it happened was kind of like the, I guess I'll say the last straw. I had gotten my fair of trouble. I don't know if you guys remember leading up to even that season. I already had the feeling of like, all right, this is not for me. I'm a whatever junior playing, but it's not like that. So I already had that sense, and when that happened, still got that at least in my pocket. But then it kind of started to hit home that this is going to end quickly for me. And so after that, it was a little different at first for real, because like I was riding high. We had a pretty good year. I had a pretty good like last four games of the year, a bunch of sacks. And then so I was like heads down on just trying to get better that whole year. Yes, I started going to class because like I said, I needed backup plans. I was still in my head thinking there's a chance. Let me just keep on pushing like crazy and try to get back from this insane break and tear in like a couple months.
So what was the actual injury?
It was a tib fib fracture. So my tibia and fibula, so the bones basically below my knee, in between your knee and your ankle, that thing snapped in half.
The biggest, one of the strongest.
Not my femur, not your femur, but the one, yeah, right below it. Yeah. Snapped right in half. I got a titanium rod in that thing still.
Does it bother you?
Does it bother me? Good question. It used to not. When I was, I would say, a little bit in better post-athletic shape. I would say now in the winters, if I don't stay active, yeah, I can't dunk anymore. So that sucks.
Oh, yeah. Max claims he can dunk still, but you know what I'm saying?
Still
trying to get some video footage of him actually on a 10-foot rim.
I didn't know you ever could. So I don't know, Max. You know what I'm saying? I didn't realize.
He has some sneaky effort. On the low,
that he did. Hey, don't do that, Shouts. Chase, let him know. Chase knows that happened.
I'd love to see it. You're breaking in and out, though, Max. We'll just trust you.
I got bounce. Our freshman basketball team was nice out there, too.
So the doctors, did they tell you, like, hey, you want me to bring your book bag in here? You know what I'm saying? Like, but they're like, hey, do you want me to bring your book bag in here to the surgery room? You might not want to miss up on this work.
That night, they brought me into the Florida State, whatever, hospital, and they basically had to break it back into place, which was wild. I had like a watermelon in my leg, and then they gave me the choice. Dr. D Doc, remember him? Yep. I don't know if he's still there or not, but
that dude,
I mean, my knee's great. I can't complain about that at all. That dude crushed. But he was like, you can do it here and we can go into surgery right now, or you can hop on the plane and we can do it as soon as you land at UVA. And I was just like, I don't know what it was. I was high as shit off of all the things they were giving me. But I was like, get me out of here. I want to get out of Florida, bring me back to UVA. I'm happy I did, but goddamn, that flight home.
Oh, that shit.
It was like the landing was crazy. I like fell off the chair. It was nuts.
I got my ACL like reconstructed in high school, and we had to drive all the way back from Alabama to Kentucky. And my mom and dad done reconstructed the back part of the van so I can sit down on the floor. And let me tell you, man, I know every single nut and bolt on the freaking I-75 going from out. That's the thing, man. That thing hurt. Yeah. I mean, I was about to cry.
Yeah, they had nothing to stabilize you there. You know, you're just rolling all over.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just sitting over there like, trying to tough it out. They're like, what you crying for? You know what I'm saying? I'm crying because you're hitting every single pothole going up and down the street.
I don't remember the takeoff. Again, I think I was too like high off of whatever they were giving me. But the landing was like rough. And I remember Dex had to reach around and like grab me from falling off, like falling forward and like just re-breaking everything. Yeah, that was a... But we won. What's up?
You get home from the surgery and now you're starting to lock in on everything. You realize that things are kind of like this is going to be a long road, a long journey. If you had a percent chance to play in the league previously, did you want to play in the league when you got there? Like, did you show up and was like, hey, I'm going to the league. Damn.
I definitely did. I thought I was the shit. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
But I was a wide receiver in high school. I was a tight end. I never played defense. So them switching me right away was very different. Gro wanted me on defense. What are you going to do? So I just rolled with it. I don't think I had the wherewithal to think like that kids do nowadays. So like just leave, transfer, start anew, like find your position somewhere else. I think I did like our class, even though we were reckless. So, you know, stuck around. But I definitely thought that when I got there, as years went on, switched to defense, got less, wasn't playing second year as much, got less. And then I got hurt. Then it was really down. It all really hit me when my knee never got better or my leg never got better. So my senior year was, it got tweaked in Penn State. And then I tore it off my hamstring off the bone against TCU. Mm-hmm. I think that was the moment where I had already applied to EA like the very next day.
You applied in season.
Yes. I was like, all right, I'm doing this right now. Like almost as soon as I got home from that game, I'm like, I'm doing this right now. I was like on the fence before, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, all right, maybe I'll still try. But then that kind of shifted gears. But yeah, man, that last year I got like a 4.0 for like a whole year and a half. It's crazy.
That's good.
I tried. I'll tell you one thing that I got to, still got the ball, yo. Still got the ball.
Okay.
I got to EA and something that like I think football and UVA and our team taught me was I went in there and I thought everybody was so much smarter than me. I just assumed. I'm like, yo, these are motherfuckers, engineers, they're designers, they got masters in business, blah, blah, you name it. So I would just go, I would treat it like we had 5 a.m. workouts. I'd get up at 4, I'd walk over to the studio and I would work from like 4:30 until in the morning until like 9:30 a.m. when they all showed up. Mm-hmm. So it was like a 3-month internship, but I did all the work they wanted me to do in 2 weeks. So they had no idea what the fuck to do with me.
Yeah.
So then they switched me over to Madden and I started doing player ratings and all the player OVR calculations, how players get to the 99 overall. And I was that person for a while. Now they got the whole that like position as like a brand player ratings adjuster or whatever. They got Chad Johnson in that shit. Back in the day, it was just little old me. But yeah, that's just kind of where it started. Yeah, like I knew psychology degree, you know what I'm saying? None of that. But yeah, I work people, right? Like
that's it.
I knew I was screwed. So I got to find some way to get that mental edge. I'm like, I was here for 4 hours before we even got here. What's up?
So what did you actually do when you went to EA?
They put me on NCAA and I had a mode in the game called Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
Which thank God they did because at the time it was brand new. Now it's like the whole game, all of FIFA, all of Madden is Ultimate Team, or the majority of it. But yeah, they put me on NCAA to basically build this whole mode with that NCAA that had just worked on Madden's the first time on Madden last year. So they're building this new mode into the NCAA game. The last one, NCAA 14. That was what I started out as. I made players. I made sure they were accurate to the gear he was wearing, all their player data, all the player information. And then I figured out their ratings. That was basically my whole first like year and a half I was there. It was just player ratings.
So you was actually in charge of some of your former teammates' rate.
Yes, I was. Yes, okay. I was.
Interesting.
Yes, I was. It was great. It was crazy.
Probably some low ratings in there. Cause I know I used to
get opposite, bro. No way. No way.
Opposite. I used to get out there. When I was like, before I was like a freshman, sophomore, and I was just getting in the game, I was like, they don't know nothing over there. You know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? One thing they did get right is my hands, because, you know, I'm going to come down with that thing regardless.
Yeah. They definitely get that wrong. You know, there's no way. They get like the top like 100, maybe, right? And after that, it's
just like.
That's why they needed people.
Made it out.
No knowledge. Yeah. How big of a building that building is that has NCAA, made NCAA, made Madden. Used to make NBA Live, Madden Mobile, all that shit. There's not that many very knowledgeable NFL people.
Yeah.
So I was able to thrive for real.
There you go. You know, one thing they say is that, like, you can't teach the experience that you got. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. You can't teach that. We can go in there. We can learn a lot of different things. But you can't teach people going through tough stuff. That's one thing I 100% like stand on is like, at the end of the day, like going through what you had to go through is actually going to make you be indestructible in whatever else you want to do. You know, and it may suck.
You know what else at UVA, especially at the end, that helps with that?
What?
Is, do y'all remember Coach Hansen?
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
You know, he don't play. Coach Hansen don't play.
No, but I hated him at the time. I mean, I don't know him anymore. I don't even ever see him anymore or anything like that. But he always said, I'll be the toughest boss you'll ever have.
Yeah.
He ain't wrong. But to this day, all these people that I meet along the way, like,
his
boss sucks.
His boss sucks.
Does this, he does that. I'm like, nah, he ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this boss is no problem at all. He's just chilling. You have no idea what a shitty boss is like.
To his day.
It just ridicules you down and shit.
All right, so take us to your experience of like getting into this gaming world and you know what I'm saying, like just immersing yourself in it. What have you liked about it? What have you not liked about it? What's been difficult in your journey? You know what I'm saying? How far did you get to climb up in the EA ranks before you decided to change paths? How many times have you changed paths? Like, give us an update, man. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all learn just like the listeners. You feel me?
All right, cool. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I started out as an intern at EA, and then NCAA fell through, and that whole game fell through. That was crazy. Yeah. I know we, as you know, players on the other side of it.
It's coming back though now, right?
It's coming back now, yeah. It's under a different name. It's like just college football, and they had to get individual rights for every conference.
Okay.
Some they had to go individual college teams. They got like rights by conference. And now that almost all players under like a relative NIL umbrella without marketing rights, you have to get individual ones after that. They can do it. Like, it's exciting. But yeah, dude, it got pulled like the year I got there, and a whole floor was let go. So it was kind of a crazy-ish time as I just start off in this whole thing. They moved me over to Madden, and I started on the Madden Ultimate Team mode, like I mentioned. And at first, I just made players. Then I started designing programs. Then I started actually running teams, and then I started to run the entire mode. So by the time I left, I was running Madden Ultimate Team and responsible for, you know, the $100+ million revenue business a year it brings in.
Yeah.
And Madden Mobile. So that was actually a really, really cool time. I had like 30 people either under me or indirectly under me. And we were making some pretty cool, fun stuff in Madden hadn't done before. Signed a bunch of legends, brought a bunch of people in. Ran a bunch of like launch events, tournaments. At the end of the day, Orlando, where Madden is, very much has a ceiling, if you know what I mean. There's not much out there. At a certain point within the Madden org, you can't really go any higher unless somebody leaves.
Okay.
So I rode that Ultimate Team wave, that success. I think I was promoted 6 times in 6 years. So they were great to me. Not trying to say that at all. It was fantastic. They were awesome. We had a good time. But I could easily see it happening. I'm like, all right, the dude above me is like the GM. If I'm not getting that role unless he leaves. So, well, what am I going to go? Like, the only other thing in Orlando is Disney.
Yeah.
And not the ones that make games. That's in Cali. Right. So that's kind of when I started not looking around, but like considering that when I'm out, a friend left for Amazon. And then a few months later, he came knocking. So I left for Amazon and Twitch. Streaming like
Oh, so what Amazon into it. You just running with all the big brands.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You just running with all the big brands. One of the cool things, like, is it, have you like NBA 2K, Madden, like, for my just like, I don't play video games anymore. I used to every day back before I had to get into the real world of working, you know what I'm saying, for myself. But
I still don't.
Yeah, see, essentially, like, there's a large following though. You know what I'm saying? There's a large following across the world of like people who are just like ingrained on like creating a my player or this like this whole like network of situations. So have you seen like popularity and like, are you like a person of interest? Like, do you show up and they'd be like, that's my guy? Are you like, what's my man from NBA 2K? What's Ronnie? Rodney 2K. Oh, yeah,
Rodney. No, I don't ever want to be Rodney or anybody who is like that public facing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like when I was when we first started the Madden Ultimate Team, we didn't have any like social or community person, so we just did it on the floor. And you end up getting like death threats and people trying to find out the rest of like what's happening with the rest of your personal life because they like spent a lot of money and didn't get what they thought they deserved. Some people get upset. So I dropped that pretty quick and I don't want to do that again. I don't know, man. So you never know. Like, but Rodney, yes, I remember that. What's your CK?
But that's pretty cool though. I guess so. So what are you doing? Like, where are you at now? You said you were a startup, right?
Yeah. So I was at Amazon for 3.5 years.
Just doing what were you doing?
Did something totally different.
Yeah.
I was brought in to be like a producer, like I did at EA, like just kind of manage teams and deliverables and track metrics, make sure shit's successful.
Yeah.
But then my boss, my like now mentor, he gave me an opportunity to be business development, which is essentially identify and negotiate deals. Mm-hmm. On Amazon's behalf. Mm-hmm. It's also a huge pay bump. So I was like, all right, let's go. I'm down. Something totally different.
Yeah.
But they gave me the EA account because they knew I knew everybody there.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of cool. Like managing $100-200 million deals between Amazon and EA and negotiating live with these. Like that was crazy.
What does Amazon and EA work like delivering the actual games? Like, is that the negotiation? Like you're looking at?
Not all right. So it's still now you get. So right now it's still the team I was on is still there. I just left. It's like Prime Gaming. So if you are a Prime member and you play, let's say Apex Legends,
mm-hmm.
every month you get free Apex content or Call of Duty or League of Legends or I don't know, you name it. We were trying to get game content. So if you were a Prime member, my job was to EA specifically, talk to EA, pay them for exchange of content that we can give to Prime members every month.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're playing Madden, you get like a free pack every 2 weeks or something like that.
So essentially it's a way for EA to get more.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got you.
Yeah. So the positives there is Amazon's hoping to get more Prime members and keep them, retain them.
Yeah.
And then EA wants a potential influx of high qualified, because Prime members spend a lot.
Yeah.
That was the sales pitch. So you want high qualified users that will spend in your game? We got you.
Yeah. No, that makes
sense. That was a whole move.
That makes sense. I got you. That's marketing dollars.
Well, yes, it is.
Because that's people that negotiate that larger money. It's got to be marketing dollars, man. You got to be giving me some return on investment. 100%. So, yeah, you go from there. You said you went to Twitch, too, after that?
It was like a weird in-between team. It was called Twitch Prime at the beginning. We were literally the bridge between Twitch and Amazon Prime. So we were somewhere in the middle.
And are you still playing video games while you're doing this? Or you said you don't play no more? If you did play, were you cheating? Were you giving all the best Madden teams?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, for sure. What? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as many game codes as I could and get as much
spending no points
as I possibly could. Absolutely. It's part of the deal. For sure. But I totally right. I stopped. I definitely stopped any like live game once I had kids. So like Call of Duty, Apex, all that stopped. Now I just play Switch and mobile for real. Because it's in my hand. It's easy. I don't have to, log in or get on the TV.
Hey, the Switch is sweet, man.
Hell yeah, Switch is sweet. I still play like Zelda and sweet. I played like the classic game a little while ago. Like
play the classics.
Yes, I do.
Hey, the older I get, the more the Switch Mario Party now, like a night in with some friends. Hey, that can't be beat, man. Can't be beat.
I'm all about the Switch at this point. Yeah, we get older out here. You know what I'm saying? So I just gotta.
Hey, we getting older, man.
Yeah. So I gotta have my games. I gotta be able to pause them shits. So I can't pause Call of Duty. I'm just gonna rip.
Yeah, that makes sense. What got you out of Amazon? I seen you working for the largest company in the world, probably making the same as a first round draft pick.
Nah.
I'm making the same as the first one.
It's a large pay bump, Chase. He ain't saying huge pay bump.
I know how Amazon is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because it became a tech job. Once you get classified as a tech role, they're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Run it up.
2X, yeah.
Right, that is.
We'll put you out of Amazon. Like, I mean, or did they let you go? You know they haven't cuts.
Thankfully, this was way before that. I had a chance to get back into gaming. My mentor's really good friend, who made Guitar Hero. I don't know if y'all remember Guitar Hero or DJ.
Oh, man, I remember that. We used to have a band in our first year dorms.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
Hey, Chase was on the drums. I was on the bass. Old Birdman was singing. And we had a legit band. We really were, like, into that Guitar Hero for a good part of 6
loved
months.
It was awesome. I thought
we put in some time in that.
I thought it would translate into a real guitar, and then I was like, well, nope. It's got way more than four buttons. But my mentor is like good friend. He and his other friend, who was the, like, I'll call it the lead producer or executive producer of Pokemon Go. And he led up an Infinity Ward for years, which is the old school Call of Duties, like Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, World at War. So anyway, these two dudes, I was like, oh man, they know what they're doing. And they just got a deal with the NFL. Yep. So I was like, well, that's about as perfect as a fit as you can get for me. And they offered me to be their executive producer of this game called NFL Rivals.
Okay.
And it launches in a month at the NFL draft. So we're
This is top level stuff right here that we talk about.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, are we allowed to release this before the game?
Is this VR?
This is regular gaming.
Like, mobile gaming, so it'll be on Apple and Google App Stores, but it's also blockchain, so it's NFTs.
Okay.
Every player card in the game is tradable on the blockchain. But it's a mobile game. It's a mobile game first. It's somewhere in between Blitz and Madden. So, like, it's only 9 versus 9. The ball catches on fire. Your feet catch on fire.
That's like NFL Street.
A little bit, but I can't be jumping off walls or anything like that. But yeah, something like that. It's a little bit of between.
How long have they been making the game? It feels like it. I could be wrong. It feels like the NFT wave is kind of declined. Like, it was for a minute. But you still think, are they still hoping that the NFT wave picks back up or what? Kind of what's the game plan?
I work for a company. My company called Mythical, and it's really a gaming company. So the fact that it's on the blockchain, if you will, is kind of added benefit. Like, you get to, as a player, if you make an account, you get to own all your items and sell them and make money or buy them on the marketplace. Yeah. But it's really more about the in-game. It's a mobile game. Yeah. Typical progression.
Okay.
Get through the first-time user experience, compete against other people's lineups. Earn points to unlock packs to get player cards, except all those player cards like you own versus a 2K or a Madden.
Oh, nah, that's dope.
Gotcha.
One of my good friends just did, he started the Status Pro. So he's CEO of Status Pro.
What's that?
The virtual reality. It's kind of like, most people think it's Madden on with the headset, but with Facebook Meta, but it's actually not Madden. It's the Status Pro.
Where
you can play as the quarterback in the game type situation. So that's been interesting watching his journey in the gaming situation, because it started off as a training tool. Shout out to Troy and Mod, what they're doing, but started off as a training tool. And I liked it as a training tool, but he was like, man, I'm trying to go video games.
The audience. So the audiences are.
So yeah, they seem like they're doing pretty good so far. I mean, I haven't played it, but it seems like they're doing pretty good.
It's a good time for them to do it, just because I think a few years ago, VR was the new hotness, but the tech wasn't there. I feel like the tech is there. Yeah. And like, home adaptability is also there. Like, the best VRs are no longer like $2,000. You can afford the average person can afford them.
Yeah, it's coming up. But my question from a Madden guy, EA guy, is how do they hold off EA Sports? Like, they have the licensing for NFL. You know what I'm saying? They have that in place. They have some partnerships in place. But when Madden decides to go with virtual reality, like, how do they hold off that brand?
How do you hold off EA? I don't know. That is a monster. That is a beast for EA.
Yeah.
I remember just FIFA. Now, they lost their rights too, and Madden lost their exclusivity rights. So that we'll see what happens to them. But I remember FIFA was like responsible for half of EA's revenue every year. And it allowed EA to like try a bunch of games, and if it fails, we all right. We got FIFA and Battlefield and Apex or whatever. But like, that thing is a monster. Yeah. FIFA is an absolute monster.
I'm not going to listen. This is a live podcast.
It's worldwide popular. That's why.
Yeah. So, man, before we kind of close this up, man, like, let's see. Tell everybody, like, let's take it back to the beginning. Tell everybody where you're from. You know what I'm saying? Why did you decide to come to UVA from Jersey?
Yeah, okay. Jersey, that's right. From North Jersey, tri-state area. I started off as a QB in high school. And then ended up getting like my back injured. So I just kind of switched. And when I switched, like I was getting, I don't want to say offers, but you know, you get attention as like a freshman, as a QB, but things just kind of went differently. And it went away when I switched positions. Then all of a sudden, 6 months later, when the season hit, like offers, like legit offers came in, like a lot. But I went to like five visits. I think it was Boston College, Rutgers, Penn State, UVA, might have been it. I want to say Miami, but I think I'm crazy. I don't know. I had a really good time. It was my visit that did it. Yeah. It was my visit that did it for sure. Yeah. I had a good time. And I did not want to stay in Jersey.
You know what they say is that that UVA degree, you cannot beat the UVA degree as far as in your circles. Now, here's a guy who has gone into different paths. He's not in freaking government or politics. You know what I'm saying? He's not over here. He's not doing that. He's not in DC. You know what I'm saying? So has the UVA brand helped you out at all across your way?
No, it has not.
Has it? You've been built.
Oh, man.
Self-built.
I will say there is a lot of, for whatever fucking reason, there's a lot of people from that where the V-Sabres out here.
Really?
In Seattle. More than I ever saw in Orlando. For whatever reason, I don't know. A lot of them are from Darden. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not that smart. But yeah, I don't know. Nah, the UVA brand has not helped me other than get my foot in the door. So like, that's what it's all about, right? Is that first step.
Yeah.
And then it's up to you to kind of capitalize and take it from there. Right. So that, I guess not.
So it has helped you. It has helped you. You got your foot in the door.
It definitely did. Hell yeah. I mean, you got my foot in the door.
You want to do the job for you, Sean? Let's go on, man.
Have you been able to, I don't know, is anybody looking to get into gaming or try to reach out to you in any form of fashion? Anybody from UVA know that you're in the gaming world as deep as you are?
Probably not. The only people I still talk to on and off are Austin, O'Day, a bunch of Strauss sometimes, just off DM saying what's up.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. When I first started off at EA and I did come back a little more, I was trying to reach out to Adrian. I don't know if he's even there anymore.
No, he's not.
And like Miss Fitz, I know she stopped. And like just saying, hey, anybody's ever interested, I'm always down to talk to them. I know it's atypical, especially for UVA. There's no like game school at UVA, you know what I mean? So I think I tried early on, but it kind of fell flat, so I stopped trying.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know. I was selfish for a while. I was trying to figure out me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get my stuff together. You feel me? Well, Shouts, let everybody know where they can reach you. I got to finish up with 10 questions. But before we get into that, because it's going to be rapid fire 10 questions, before we get into that, let everybody know where they can reach you, where they can find you.
You can find me out in Seattle.
Instagram handle, bro.
All right. I guess my Twitter and my Instagram are still at
Shouts47.
Add that 47. That's still stuck around.
All right, here goes rapid fire. So this is rapid fire, man. We just want to know off the top of your head, which one you choose out of these things. So it's like,
oh, shit.
This or that. Okay. This or that, right? Hotels or Airbnbs?
Airbnb.
Listen to books or read books?
Neither.
Go to the movies or Netflix?
Netflix.
Cable or stream?
Stream.
IG stories or IG posts?
Ooh, I guess stories.
Watch the news or read the news?
Watch.
Would you rather start a podcast or would you rather write a book?
Podcast.
Apple or Android?
Apple all day. Blue text.
Detroit pizza or New York pizza?
Wait, what'd you say? Oh, New York. Come on. New York
all day. All right. Would you hire a moving company or would you find friends to move?
Moving company.
There it is.
Billy Shouts.
That's the one.
One of the forgotten ones at UVA, man. Big 47, man. We appreciate you jumping on here, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Great seeing you guys. Great to talk to you. I appreciate you reaching out, man. Hope all is well with you fellas.
Yes, sir.